Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Anger Taming a Powerful Emotion by Gary Chapman is a practical Christian self-help book focused on understanding and managing anger in everyday relationships. Rather than treating anger as a simple problem of controlling outbursts, the book presents anger as a complex emotional response that can be either constructive or destructive depending on how it is handled. Chapman, best known for the five love languages, applies a relationship-centered approach that examines anger in marriage, parenting, faith, self-examination, and conflict with others. The book combines counseling insight, biblical reflection, and real-life examples to help readers recognize triggers, distinguish healthy anger from harmful anger, and respond more thoughtfully. It is designed for people whose anger is affecting communication, family life, or personal peace, and it emphasizes confession, forgiveness, and intentional change as part of the process of emotional growth. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, Chapman reframes anger as a moral and relational signal. One of the book's central claims is that anger is not automatically bad. Chapman argues that anger can function as a signal that something important is wrong, such as injustice, hurt, or boundary violation. This framing matters because it moves the reader away from shame and toward discernment. Instead of asking only how to suppress anger, the book asks what the anger is communicating and whether the response will be constructive. That distinction between good and bad anger is a major organizing idea throughout the book. Good anger can motivate correction, protection, and positive change, while bad anger becomes harmful when it is fueled by pride, resentment, or retaliation. By treating anger as morally significant and relationally revealing, Chapman gives readers a way to evaluate the emotion without denying its existence. This makes the book less about emotional control in the narrow sense and more about learning to respond wisely in situations where relationships and values are at stake. Secondly, the personal anger assessment makes self-examination practical. The inclusion of a personal anger assessment gives the book a diagnostic dimension that separates it from more general advice on anger management. Chapman does not assume that all readers experience anger in the same way. Some internalize it, some explode, some justify it, and some live with long-term bitterness. The assessment helps readers identify their dominant style and notice patterns that may be invisible in daily life. That matters because anger often feels immediate and justified, even when it is being driven by deeper issues such as hurt, fear, rejection, or shame. By encouraging self-observation, the book turns anger management into a process of honest examination rather than vague self-improvement. This also supports the book's counseling orientation awareness comes before change. The assessment is not presented as a clinical test, but as a reflective tool that helps readers connect emotional reactions with habits, triggers, and relational consequences. In this way, the book makes self-knowledge a practical starting point for restraint and growth. Thirdly, the book centers anger management in marriage, parenting, and family life. Chapman consistently places anger inside family and close relationships rather than treating it as an isolated psychological problem. Several chapters focus on anger toward a spouse, children, God, oneself, and other people, which shows that the book is interested in the relational contexts where anger does the most damage. This is one reason the book resonates with readers who feel their anger is affecting home life. In marriage, anger can harden communication and create cycles of blame. In parenting, it can teach children unhealthy models of conflict unless parents learn to respond with restraint and clarity. Chapman's approach is especially practical here because he does not merely say anger is harmful. He explains how unchecked anger shapes the emotional atmosphere of a household. The implication is that managing anger is not only an individual discipline, but also a form of family stewardship. Readers are encouraged to break destructive patterns, model calm responses, and help children learn that strong feelings can be handled without cruelty or humiliation. Fourthly, forgiveness and reconciliation are treated as core responses to resentment. A major strength of the book is that it does not stop at identifying anger triggers or naming bad habits. Chapman moves into forgiveness, resentment, and reconciliation, showing that unresolved anger often becomes a long-term burden rather than a single emotional event. He treats bitterness as one of the most damaging forms of anger because it keeps injury alive and blocks healing in relationships. The book's discussion of forgiveness is closely tied to its Christian framework, but the practical point is broader anger cannot always be solved simply by venting or venting less. Sometimes the deeper task is releasing resentment, making peace where possible, and deciding how to respond to past injury without being controlled by it. Chapman also recognizes that reconciliation is not identical to forgiveness, which gives the book nuance. Forgiveness can be an internal or spiritual choice, while reconciliation depends on trust and changed behavior. This distinction helps readers avoid simplistic advice and gives them a more realistic path forward after serious conflict. Lastly, A faith-based counseling style shapes the book's strengths and limits. The book's voice and framework are strongly shaped by Chapman's Christian worldview, and that is central to how it interprets anger. He draws on biblical examples, theological ideas about justice and righteousness, and the belief that emotions must be handled before God as well as before other people. This faith-based structure gives the book a clear moral compass and makes it especially meaningful for readers who want spiritual language integrated with practical counseling. It also explains why the book emphasizes confession, humility, forgiveness, and trust. At the same time, this framework may limit the book's appeal for readers looking for a secular psychology text, since some of its conclusions are tied to Christian assumptions. Even so, the book stands out because it does not use faith merely as decoration. It uses it to shape a coherent model of emotional responsibility. That gives the work a distinctive place in the anger management genre, especially for readers who want guidance that connects inner emotion, relationship repair, and spiritual reflection. In conclusion, Anger Taming: A Powerful Emotion is best suited for readers who want more than quick anger control techniques. It will be especially useful for people whose anger affects marriage, parenting, family relationships, or their sense of spiritual well-being. The book offers practical value by helping readers identify triggers, reflect on their patterns, distinguish healthy anger from harmful anger, and work through resentment in a more disciplined way. Its structure, which includes assessment material and relationship-focused application, makes it more usable than books that remain purely conceptual. What sets it apart from many other anger management titles is its combination of counseling insight and Christian ethics. Chapman treats anger neither as something to excuse nor something to suppress blindly. Instead, he presents it as an emotion that must be understood, examined, and redirected toward constructive action. Readers looking for a relational and faith-informed approach will find the book especially relevant, while even more general readers may appreciate its emphasis on self-awareness, restraint, and reconciliation. In a crowded self-help category, its distinctive contribution is the way it connects anger management to the health of the whole relational life. If you would like to support Gary Chapman, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.